Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show. And happy birthday to Jess, everybody. Happy birthday to Jess.
Thank you. Happy Thursday. Good morning.
Should we do one more sleep before we get into all your birthday?
Heck yeah.
Silliness.
One more sleep. That's fun.
Y'all, you know what it is. It's Thursday. It's a rainy Thursday, too. We need a little extra boost from everyone's collective energy, all seven members of the 6 o'clock club. That might be an over exaggeration too. You know what this is, y'all? One more sleep. We just gotta go to bed tonight. We wake up tomorrow and it's Friday, so we just chant the words one more sleep together collectively on Thursday. Can you do that with us, please? In 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep.
And it's extra special because it's a 3-day weekend.
I know.
Yeah, so it's like mega, it's like really, one more sleep.
Really good. You know what really sucks, though, is like there's so many people that took this week off. Like, I'm seeing so many people already on vacation. I'm like, I am jealous of you.
I know.
You're like
somewhere
so much
tropical.
So much smarter than we were. People in Ocean City this week.
I know.
Enjoying your week. We did not plan that. Ours is in a couple of weeks. I'm like, maybe we should plan this out better.
And thank you so much.
Wait, what?
I was going to say thank you so much for all the birthday love on the text line. I appreciate you guys.
We had such a dramatic roll.
Sorry.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Today, the 22nd of May, 1992?
93.
93. One of the greatest people on the planet was born.
Thanks.
And also Jess. Yeah, one of my favorite people on the planet. Jess's birthday is today, y'all. Happy birthday, Jess.
Thank you.
32 years ago, the shining light of her parents' eyes was Sacramento,
Stockton,
California.
Thank you.
What hospital?
St. Joe's
Hospital.
The one we got.
The one hospital.
The one everyone goes to.
Little Jess just came popping out into this world. And aren't we happy? Like, think about this. And we're going to be sentimental here because we got some silliness planned throughout the show. But,
not sentimental at 6 a.m.
Think about how our lives would be so less without young Jess Dutra in our lives.
So thank you
for all the joy that you bring into our lives. And
so much sunshine.
It's also, I was trying to see who else's birthday it was today that you share. Do you ever look at your like celebrities' birthdays?
I've never done that before, actually.
Really?
Wait, do people do that? Is that something I should have been doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never looked up famous people who share the same birthday
as
me.
All I'm seeing is Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, okay.
It's also Johnny Gill's birthday. Yeah.
New Edition.
Oh, so you guys also share. I feel like people look up two things. They look up if they share a birthday with a celebrity or if they share a birthday with a serial killer. I didn't look up serial killers.
Please don't.
That scares me.
But I did just send you guys that video that everyone that broke out of prison the other day was a Gemini, and you're both Geminis.
That was so bizarre. Charlotte's TikToks are weird.
No, it's true. He was like, you know, they're probably discussed about getting out for their birthday.
Yeah, right. It's a very, very Gemini thing. Are you ready to take a kind of ugly look at yourself this morning, man? You want some truths about yourself that you may not be ready to hear? I have got a ChatGPT prompt for you that, like, I was even scared to type this one in. And the things it told me, I'm like, damn it, I don't even know if this is true, but I'm just going to accept it. Because here's the problem. Let's be honest. We tell ChatGPT a lot of things about ourselves, right? Like, we just be going on there being like, hey, ChatGPT, I'm having a bad day. Let me just vent to you, right? So because we do reveal so much about ourselves to ChatGPT, there's a new prompt out that I've learned about that I was like, I'm even scared to type this in.
Where did you find this? Was this on social media? How did this come up?
A friend told me about this.
Okay.
And it's like so terribly therapeutic that I feel like I almost dare you to type in this prompt and see what it gives you back. Okay. Here's the prompt. The prompt is, with everything that you know about me, which it knows a lot, with everything you know about me, tell me 3 uncomfortable truths.
I hate this.
And then say, I need to know and be brutally honest. So with everything you know about me, tell me 3 uncomfortable truths I need to know and be brutally honest.
Okay. I also would like to say for someone listening, I think we... The three of us use ChatGPT a lot, but I wonder if so many other people don't. So when we're talking about, like, you know how you talk to ChatGPT about your problems and someone's listening and they're like, no, psychos.
A ton of my friends do.
I know, like, but I'm just saying, if you're sitting there listening, thinking we're crazy, that's valid.
Yeah, we are.
That's okay.
So, okay, I'm going to tell you what it gave me. And I didn't give the show a heads up on this, so I told them they can browse through theirs first and decide if they want.
I'm not gonna lie, these are all very long and in depth.
Right.
Should we pick one and read it all the way through?
I'll have you read through yours and decide
which
the
one?
Headlines if you wanna share yours.
So
okay?
We're gonna share all three headlines.
Yes.
Okay.
So here is basically what ChatGPT gave me about my three things. Number one, it says you confuse control with safety.
Ooh.
If you can plan it or fix it, it can feel okay, but that's not real peace. It's just how you manage your anxiety. Because I always be going on there being like, hey, tell me this, tell me that. Like, how can we fix this? How can we plan the show better? How can we do that? So it knows that about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it tries to, like, the more I try to plan things, does that sound like me? Am I a planner, guys? Yeah, I am. Number two, it says, you want to be seen as special, but you're scared to be of being too much. It says you constantly edit yourself trying to stand out without pushing people away.
Mm.
So it gave me that one. And then it says number three, you hide behind your charm. It says you're great at being likable, but it's also your shield.
Mm.
Most people never get to see the real unfiltered you.
Yeah.
I literally just called you a Gemini.
Charlotte.
Like, that's the most Gemini thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. What does that sound like me? Do you think ChatGPT nailed me as being my real life friends versus my AI friends? Yeah. Does that sound like me?
Not AI friends.
I mean, I think
friends, does that sound real?
Yeah, no,
it kind of ate you up.
Yeah, definitely.
What did it give you guys? Anything that you're reading through that you're like, damn, this sounds like me? Or did it get, and I'll give you guys a prompt again here at the end. What are you, Jess, what are you getting from yours? Does it feel like you or does it not?
Yeah, it does.
What are you getting?
The first one, it said, you take on too much to prove you can handle it all, often at your own expense. You're deeply talented, emotionally intuitive, and built for connection, but that also makes you say yes way too often.
Mm.
Sometimes it seems like you're afraid of slowing down or saying no because that means you're falling behind or letting someone down.
Damn.
That eats me.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Why are you trying to make me cry on my birthday?
These are like...
It's a deep prompt, man.
No,
I'm telling you.
That one eats me up.
You gotta be prepared for it.
Oh, okay. Number two.
Yeah.
You crave validation even when you already know your worth.
Oh.
You've got a strong sense of self, but there's still a piece of you that quietly wonders, did I do enough?
Feel like you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm constantly questioning, is this enough? Am I enough?
Yeah.
Like, did I do a good job?
Right.
Like, is this okay?
Yeah,
so absolutely. And I also wonder if that also goes to, like, being the oldest. Because I put that a lot on me.
Right.
For, like, to like, prove or, like, to make my family and parents proud.
Right.
Number three, this is so...
Oh, boy.
You sometimes avoid your own deeper healing by turning it into content. You are...
Oh, wow.
Listening.
Wow.
This is messed up. Listen.
Wow.
You...
Wow.
You are brilliant at storytelling. You're raw, relatable, and emotional, but there are moments where it seems like you're processing things on air or on social media instead of before you've actually sat with them privately. Yo, that is so real. Sad. I'm crying. I'm actually crying.
This prompt is crazy. Charlotte's did the same thing. What did you get? What did ChatGPT give you?
Okay, these are also so loud. You guys are going to scream. So I've got, for the first one, you've outgrown some of your past patterns, but a part of you still seeks validation just in subtler ways now.
Wow. Yeah. Do you feel like that's true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've grown a lot, but, like, I still, there's like those little like things you're still trying to unlearn, obviously.
I feel like Charlotte, if you don't listen to her Uncensored podcast, you should go listen. I think Charlotte's grown a lot since she's just been on the show.
Yeah.
In the last couple months, Charlotte's kind of going through a breakup right now, and we're talking about it a lot on the Uncensored podcast.
Just transformation in general.
Yeah, I'd agree. Number two was you crave depth, but sometimes tolerate shallowness out of habit or convenience.
Ooh, girl. Damn.
That's kind of crazy.
Agree or disagree, Charlotte?
That's a hard agree. Yeah. I definitely like know what I want for myself, but like it says, when life gets heavy or lonely, you can occasionally settle. And that is.
To be fair, though, I think that's a lot of us, man.
Yes.
That's a lot of us. Like, we're cool, we're independent, and then, like, 7 p.m. rolls around, and we're like, wait a minute. I need somebody.
Shayla.
Okay, the last one was, your strength can become a shield that isolates you. And that one hit potentially the hardest for me.
Did it really? And why is that?
I've just been dealing with a lot of like PTSD stuff lately, mm-hmm. and it definitely makes me want to be less social and kind of like close
internalize
in on myself.
So
it's like you're so strong, but then it kind of makes you feel alone almost.
Trying to be so strong that it makes you feel alone.
Me kind of push people away. Mm-hmm. So those I'll be doing some chats with Chatty about all of
this. Help me. Actually, honestly, this was a pretty interesting exercise. Yeah.
Right?
So
it kind of like, I'm telling you, be careful before you type this in. Again, it's with everything you know about me, tell me three uncomfortable truths I need to know and be brutally honest, but then just like prepare yourself for the answer, okay?
Jeff's $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 up for grabs and free guests. Yesterday we had a winner. His name was
David.
Yeah, he was. And he lived in
Frederick.
Jess is so good at that. Way to go, birthday girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's.
He crushed it. 45 seconds.
He did. Man, I'm telling you.
Set a record.
Here's the thing. Sometimes this has to be your expertise, but he honestly.
But that information was all over the place. I was like, who are you?
He literally knew it all. All right, call it 10 today. Hi, who's this?
This is Sydney and Alex.
Sydney and Alex. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sydney and Alex.
What's up? Hi. How we doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're so good. You want to say happy birthday to Jess?
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so just so you guys know, if you win or lose, you got to sing happy birthday at the end, okay?
Wait, what? No, you don't. Okay. You literally don't have to sing happy
Especially
birthday.
If you
that
win,
is
though.
So
it's
whack. Could you imagine? No, you do not have to sing nothing.
I don't think he won us singing happy birthday.
At least one line of it. Okay, let's we had a winner yesterday. We can go 2 for 2. I don't see why not. Let's go to Jess for the rules, and then we're going to play for this $1,000 minute. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass. And then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Sydney and Alex, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts
Question number one, what is the name of Rihanna's beauty brand?
Pass.
Question number two, Ken Griffey Jr. is known for his time with the Seattle Mariners. Name another MLB team that he played for.
Pass.
Question number three, well, what is a fast food restaurant you would get the French dip and Swiss at?
Pass.
Question number four, Nathan Sykes was a member of which boy band?
Pass.
Question number five. The Roman numeral is XI. What is the number?
11.
Correct. Question number six. What does TSA stand for?
Public Service Announcement.
Oh, I said TSA, not P. We had maybe a hard time hearing that P. T. It was T as in Tom, not P.
Oh.
Unfortunately. I gotta be honest though. The way that round was going, I was a little worried.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't know. We would have had a triumphant comeback.
You did really good on the Roman numeral.
You killed it on.
I don't know how you knew that because like I never know those. So I think that was really
the
really
other
good.
One. I'm a little concerned on. I'm a little concerned.
We'll go back to the top. Number one. What is the name of Rihanna's beauty brand? That is Fenty Beauty.
Fenty was that one. Okay. Yep.
Number two. Ken Griffey Jr. is known for his time with the Seattle Mariners. Name another MLB team he played for. We would have taken Cincinnati Reds or Chicago White Sox.
Yep.
Question number three. What fast food restaurant would you get a French dip and Swiss at? That is Arby's. I've never had Arby's.
I don't eat Arby's ever?
I don't know why, but I've never had Arby's because why would I go to Arby's if I can go to Taco Bell?
It was so good. Oh my God. I didn't know. So
I didn't know. Number four, Nathan Sykes, a member of which boy band? That is The Wanted. Number six, TSA stands for Transportation Security Administration. And number seven, the last question, how many letters are in the word Gaithersburg? Dina.
Yeah, no.
You can probably spell it. It's 12. Yeah, it's 12.
I would have never gotten it.
That's all right.
No, we never got any of those.
This was a toughie. I would have only gotten one to the H.
That's all right. Hey, it's all good. The thing with the game is every day we come back with new trivia questions. Sometimes they're of your expertise and sometimes they're not. Hopefully tomorrow you'll call back and we'll do seven more questions that you know all the answers to. So let's give it a try then, okay?
Sounds good. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Oh, yeah! Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh at every Dashin.
I got some homework for you. It's a question I want you to go ask your partner, but before you do, you just need to be prepared for the answer. Because I don't think I was emotionally prepared for the answer that I was given.
Okay.
Tonight, or maybe you can just text your partner right now. Just ask the question, like, which one word would you use to describe me?
Okay.
Which one word would you use?
I'm texting Garage Boy right now.
Perfect. Which one, or just whoever might be close to you in your life, which one word would you use to describe me? And go ahead and have like the answer in your head. Like, Jess, what word would you use to describe yourself? If you could only choose one word, what word would it be? Just about like your appearance, your aura, like your overall vibe. What is your overall vibe? One word to describe you is what?
Light. I try to be the light, whether it's in a room or to somebody or for myself.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I would agree. It's a very good choice of words. My word is cool. Okay? Like, what?
Are you serious? Be for real right now. Cool? You really think that's the word that comes to you? Not like, I don't know, like vulnerable.
don't kill the bit.
I'm not killing the bit. I thought, okay, fine. Mine's popping. That's my word now.
No, like, I think I'm a pretty cool guy.
I'm going to change my word if that's what we're going to be.
I think I'm
now.
A pretty cool guy.
Are we going the earnest route?
No, I think I'm a pretty cool guy. I think I'm a pretty cool guy.
Okay, you know what?
Why do you smirk at that?
That's your word. I'm not gonna block yo shine if that's your word.
Let me tell you. And this is the reason that I asked you to be careful before you ask your partner this question. So the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to put this birthday party together for myself that I'm putting together for next weekend, you know. And that commercial that I ran for you guys last week for it, I had my boss Tom.
Yes, one of
my good friends.
Yes.
Also put it together. And as Tom and I were writing that commercial together.
Dang, he put that together for you and changed your brakes and you didn't get that man nothing?
No, nothing. He got nothing in return.
Oh, wow.
As we were putting it together and he was helping me write it, he was sending it off to be produced. And as he was explaining who I was to the producer of the commercial, he goes, hey, this is for my morning guy, Kramer. Kramer is this kind of nerdy 42-year-old man. And I was like,
oh, you got upset?
Nerdy? Like, you of all the words that you could choose to describe me, you chose the word nerdy?
I mean, you ignored us for an hour to watch that Nintendo live stream just like a few weeks
Charlotte,
ago.
Charlotte?
Like, nerdy?
The icon
like,
you are.
Of all the words...
I love you and I love your brain.
Of all the words to describe me, like, you would choose the word nerdy? He goes, kind of nerdy guy, 42-year-old guy. I was like, kind of nerdy?
Yeah.
Like, what, of all the words that you could choose to describe me,
if
the
I were to pick nerdy and cool, I'd definitely go nerdy for you.
You wouldn't go with cool.
No.
Because when I think of what word I go with, it's cool, laid back, kind of hip.
Laid back?
Yes.
Are you being for real right Jessica, now? Or are you doing this for the bit? Because there's no way.
No bit.
When I, so
no
when,
bit.
When I think of my friend Kramer, laid back cool. is even near that description.
Okay, then I'll ask you the question.
You are probably the least laid back person I've ever met in my 32 years of living, and it's my birthday today.
What's not laid? You wouldn't lie on your birthday. So let me ask you the question. Because I want you, I mean, honestly, think of the word. And this is why I think it's a great exercise for all of us.
Yes.
Think of the word in your head that best you think best describes me. Mine is cool. Then ask the people around you what they think the word is that best describes you and see if it matches up. And if it doesn't, there's obviously some kind of disconnect. I just think everyone has a really bad impression of me. If your word is not cool, I don't know where the disconnect
is. Charlotte, think of one word to describe each of us. And what would you pick for myself and Kramer here?
Cool.
No, stop it.
Awesome.
It's her word.
I feel so pressured now.
No.
Charlotte,
this needs
what's
to be
the
honest.
Word?
No, you can be honest here.
Okay. Jess, you would be...
Here we go.
Did you already say light? Why am I thinking
yes,
light?
Yes, I said that.
I feel okay. like I can't use that then. You would be joy.
Aww,
joy.
Thank you.
Kramer, you would be...
yes.
Well, now I keep, like, picturing you with your finger guns and your birthday thing.
Don't, just, honestly, my overall aura is what?
You're complex. Like,
yes.
Complexly cool.
Complex. I think that's a good word.
Complexly
layered.
Amazing.
Layered. I'd say
layered.
I'd say layered.
Just
determined.
Just try it. Try it with your partner. Just make sure that your words match up.
DJ.
This list might make you mad. It's already making Jess mad. It's already making Charlotte mad. I'm a little perturbed myself. So just prepare yourself emotionally for this list, okay? It's the best movie soundtracks of all time. Don't really, you knew we were talking about this. Why are you rolling your eyes like you don't know we're talking about this?
I just want to know who's making these lists.
Welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and it's Jess. They came out with a list this morning of the best movie soundtracks of all time. And it seems that we've ruffled some feathers. Before we get into it, I would like for you to text us what you think the best movie soundtrack of all time is, okay? Like, whatever it comes to, like, don't spend too much time thinking about it. Don't Google or anything. Just whatever you think is.
Yeah.
Like, you think the best movie soundtrack is the bangers, like the first one that popped in your head, text it to us, 410-583-1065. I just want to see what comes to mind, and then we're going to go through this list. Like Jess, if I say best movie soundtrack...
Bodyguard.
Whoa, okay.
Bodyguard should be number one, no questions asked, okay?
Why?
I don't know, maybe because I Will Always Love You.
Have you heard of it?
Have you ever heard of I Have Nothing? Have you ever heard of Queen of the Night?
Maybe one.
A little something like I'm Every Woman.
It's a solid soundtrack.
Hello?
Charlotte, our producer, what's the best movie soundtrack? Before we go through this list, because the people on the show here are not very happy about this.
My favorite is... Wait, do musicals count?
Yeah, of course.
Could.
Then I'm going to go West Side Story. Actually.
Okay, sure. Yes. Sure, solid. I mean, I think musicals obviously have a different appeal to them. Sure.
Yeah.
West Side Story, I think it's solid. I'm going Greatest Showman,
you
hands down.
You love The Greatest Showman.
Great soundtrack. So many good bangers on there.
I love it.
I think Disney movies. I think a lot of people would argue Disney movies are going to have. I'm surprised you didn't go Disney.
No. So I'm actually upset because I think Bodyguard needs to be number one on this list, but I'm pissed because the Goofy movie didn't even make top 10.
Goofy movie.
You know what? I'm so sick and tired of Tevin Campbell not receiving his flowers. I'm sick of it.
Okay, so reading through some of these, like I'm starting to see a lot of Bodyguard, Dirty Dancing, reading through your text right now. Forrest Gump.
Tarzan is so good.
Tarzan's a good one. All right, so going through, this is what the list says as the top ones, and see if you agree with these. Jess is, by the way, the bodyguard came in at number 8.
That's criminal.
Which is crazy. We'll go through top. Greatest Showman, Mine, came in at number 4, which I think
mine
was...
Mine came in at number 4.
Just saying, who's got a better taste in music on the show? Mm-hmm.
Okay, putting that over classic musicals is kind of crazy, though.
Yeah.
Titanic was number 3 on this list.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Titanic's a great soundtrack, but really, just because of this song, I think this song really held the weight of
this. But it changed the world.
I mean, it did.
Did anyone ever, like, fast-forward the VHS just to watch the Celine Dion music video at the end on the second tape?
No.
Oh, I did.
You did. That was you.
I did.
The number 2 on this, the greatest, they're saying the greatest movie soundtracks of all time, Saturday Night Fever. I mean, there were a lot of great Bee Gees songs came from this. A little before my generation, way before your generation.
Yeah, I mean, if that's your vibe.
Yeah. Can't argue that it's a great movie soundtrack.
Yeah, no.
Nobody
totally
could argue that.
But
so.
Better than Bodyguard, no.
Y'all, the greatest movie soundtrack, according to our list today, is The Lion King.
Okay, Lion King is fire, but it's not number 1, especially for Disney movies. Like Aladdin... Are you serious?
I'm thinking through it.
And better than Tarzan?
Oh.
I would argue Lion King is probably the best Disney soundtrack.
That's literally a lie.
Bro, hang on. Just listen. Just take it in.
Do you know the words? Like, for real?
I do. Ready? On a
path on one. You're waiting for him to say it, for you to sing it.
No, I'm not. Ready?
Yeah,
ready?
You are.
On the circle. Oh, in the circle. The circle of stuff. They're saying that Lion King's the best soundtrack of all time.
No.
Agree or disagree? Text us 410-583-1065.
Mulan, come on!
I never saw Mulan.
Oh my god!
Wait,
turn
what?
It off. Get into the commercials. I gotta go.
He's canceled.
Anybody else wildly curious what's in the box?
No.
No. Boo.
Boo. Boo the ex-boyfriend box. Get him out of here. She doesn't want to talk to you.
It's my birthday. We don't have to do this today. Y'all, we got to get an update on this because I know that a lot of y'all have been curious about what the hell's in this box. And I know that we are too. We actually have Anonymous back on. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
We are good. There's people that don't actually know what this story is. So let's kind of recap where we are with this before we press forward. So we did a segment usually typically on Thursday called Talk Me Out of It, where people call in, they say, hey, I've got this kind of crazy idea. I don't know if I should go for it or if I should be talked out of it. So Anonymous called in last week and she got home last weekend and there was a box sitting in front of her house and she realized it was a birthday gift for her from her ex-boyfriend that she hasn't talked to in 2 years.
And how long were they together?
How long you guys were together? How long was it? You guys had dated, what, 2 years?
We were together for a little over 3 years.
A little over three.
But then you guys broke up 2 years ago and there is no contact since then, right?
It was just a little bit, you know, minutia stuff after, but no, it's been a good 2 years.
Okay, yeah. It just showed up randomly with, like, zero context.
So, yeah, so he didn't say, hey, like, no, nothing, no, like, I'm going to drop something off. Like, literally, all of a sudden, this box showed up. And she was like, I don't know if I should open the box or if I should just move on. Because you're dating somebody new now and, like, you're excited about this guy. And that's kind of... like where we were. Well, we talked to Anonymous on Monday and she was like...
And she gave us the update saying that like she ended up not opening the box.
I was like, wait, what? No, like I don't like that at all.
Which I was actually really proud of you, Anonymous, just because I know that you said that it didn't end in the best of ways. And I think where I was coming from was like, girl, this man does not deserve or need any more of your time and attention.
Yeah.
And so that's why she kind of like ended up not opening it. But
I said, girl, wait, no, he does. He does deserve a little bit more, at least for the show. And so I said, listen, if you don't want to open the box, can we at least open the box? Because I mean, so many people, I mean, it was crazy because I think a lot of you guys are like me, where you're like, we just want to know what's in this box.
Yeah.
Like, we were just genuinely curious. I mean, I know, obviously, we stayed in contact over the course of the week. One question that we left you with the last time we talked is, do you want to be on the phone when we do actually open this box? Have you thought much about that since we talked?
Yeah, I'm fine with it, but I just want to run by the station.
Okay. Yeah, so that should be fine then. Then we won't be here. Trust me, on Fridays we get out of here at about 10 o'clock directly on the dot. So what we'll do is we'll have somebody
Yeah, no, just drop it off here, and then obviously we'll take it from there.
Going on your gut alone, do you think this will be something positive, or do you think this is going to be something negative, knowing what you know of him?
Well, I feel like it would be negative because it just seems like a weird time, you know, that I just started dating somebody that he must have found out. Mm. But then at the same time, like, I actually ran into his mom, and she was just like, oh, he's changed so much. He's going to church, like, twice a week and, you know, going to therapy. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's like a really nice gift, like kind of like a men's sort of thing.
Like,
I don't
know. Sorry kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm a little torn still, but I'm like, you know what? Even if it's $1 million, I've already said
it. Well, that's a good question, too. If it's something of value, do we get to keep the gift?
Because no.
I think like that.
No, but Anonymous, you actually bring up a good point where it's like, oh, all of a sudden now that you're dating somebody new, now this gift shows up. So it's like, I think that's actually something to keep in mind. But then also, if his mom ran into you, maybe he kind of saw that as possibly like an olive branch, you know? Okay, also, I have a quick question. If this man tries to get back together with you, are you even putting any energy or consideration into that?
Great question.
No.
So there's nothing. There's no.
This is as far as the drama goes, is the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Damn. So that's the plan, y'all. Like, obviously, we're all super curious. I would go ahead and make a mental note. We've got a long weekend ahead of us, so just put a reminder in your phone. Do what you got to do. Mix 106.5. We're going to plan on doing this with Anonymous on the phone live 8:25 Tuesday morning together here on Mix. All right, Jess's birthday surprise. 2025, you ready for it? Let's go. In front of me is a blindfolded Jessica Dutra.
Are we on now?
We're on live now, okay. Be careful. Okay. Thank you for being here. If you're not live on Instagram with us, you got about 30 seconds to hop on. You got 30 seconds to hop on. 30 seconds to hop on. Kramer and Jess. At Kramer and Jess for Jess's birthday surprise. At Kramer and Jess. You're going to want to see this to believe it. At Kramer and Jess. At Kramer and Jess. Okay. First off, happy birthday, Jessica Dutra. Yay! Happy birthday, Yay! Jess! Yay!
Thank you. Oh, my God. Who's in there?
Jess, before, don't ask questions.
Okay.
Before, Jess, we reveal your birthday surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go back and talk about what your original birthday plans were?
Oh, yes. So originally, I had a New York City birthday trip planned, and Garage Boy and I were going to meet with our friends in New York, and I was going to see Wicked on Broadway for the first time today.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
And obviously, that didn't happen because why?
Because Garage Boy's car got broken into earlier this month in our parking garage at our wackadoodle apartment.
Right.
And they tore his car up, and that just, we just had to adjust after that.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad moment.
Very rude.
Yeah. Not very nice. Not very nice.
You can now, you can take off your blindfold now.
Okay.
We decided to bring Wicked.
I can't hear you. Wait. I can't hear you. Okay.
We decided to bring Wicked to you this year. Since you couldn't go to Wicked, ladies,
are you guys doing the play
right in front of you?
Is that Green Gina?
We have brought.
You have green makeup on.
We have got the best performers in all of Odyssey, Maryland, to bring the next best thing that we could. Since you couldn't go to Wicked, we decided to bring Wicked to you. Can you explain what's going on right in front of your eyes right now?
I don't see my friends. I see the cast of Wicked
in
the Mix 106.5 studio. It's Greg and Gina from 101.9. Yep. From today's 101.9.
Sup!
And Charlotte, and everyone is dressed up. We have Elphaba and Glinda and everyone. Everyone's dressed up right now.
Yeah. So we've been practicing very hard on this. Guys, are we ready for Jess's birthday surprise?
Hit it! So
let's go. And we'll start in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Yes!
Here we go. So if you can find me, look to the western sky.
Oh my God.
As someone told me lately, everyone deserves the chance to fly. Back from me. Tell them how I'm defying gravity.
Oh my God.
I'm defying
and I love that, Greg. Love your tone.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down.
Yeah. Get her.
Get her.
Get her.
Bring me down.
And so we
God, that was incredible.
What do you think?
My ears hurt.
That was incredible. Honestly, I don't even think the Broadway cast has anything on you guys. That was the best thing.
It was all Charlotte.
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg and Gina from Today's 101.9. Let's give it up for these guys
coming in. Happy birthday, Jess. We love you.
For Jess's birthday surprise. And they're so late for their contest right now, so I got to get out of here.
I know, you're late. We've got Shakira tickets.
We gotta go.
Go, you guys get out of here.
Come on.
Y'all, hop on Instagram.
Yeah, we love you.
We're gonna be live on Instagram wishing Jess a very happy birthday. We love you, Jess.
Oh, I love you.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.